We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. It's the mom hour. My mom listens from 9 to 10, so I'm not going to cuss about this the way I did when I first got in the studio and read this morning. But what in the world is going on with our military and some of our prosecutors and just our attitude societally? You remember last year, it was June, wasn't it, Trey? Like June 6th, this 29-year-old Richmond Army National Guardsman stole a tank. It was an armored personnel carrier, but, you know, for the layman, a tank, and drove it, 60 miles all the way down the highway right to the state capitol, right outside the state capitol on Broad Street. And, you know, he's posting pictures on Twitter and Instagram and everything as he's doing it. And the whole country was watching as this tank came down the highway. It was a big deal. And then, remember, they pulled him out. Apparently, he was high on something. And you know, I told Trey at the time, I was like, you know what? I feel like we're kind of treating this like it's a joke. Not that drunk driving is a joke for regular people, but why are we laughing about a guy who stole a major piece of equipment from an army post and kind of led police on a chase? I mean, if you were just a regular person and you did this and you were high, it might not have ended very well for you. But because it's the army thing and the tank, we're all laughing about it. And it was, you know, on the late night comedy shows and everything. And then they started dropping the charges against him. And they took and see, here's one of the other places where if you're a smart lawyer and you game the system, you say it's a mental health issue or a health issue, an addiction issue. So you get it kicked out of the criminal court and you wind up having a bunch of doctors deal with it instead of deal with the root cause. Right. So at the time, I was kind of annoyed and thought this was stupid the way we as a society were dealing with it. To me, if you're in the National Guard and you do something like this, it's even more serious. Like, I expect you guys to be professional 24/7. You want to go out drinking on the weekend when you're not on the post? That's fine. But, you know, when it comes to the equipment, the guns, the weapons, all this, I expect you to be professional. And we should hold you to a higher standard, not a lower standard. Well, here we are a year later, and this goofball, he may be more than a goofball, to be honest with you. You read the paper, you read the story in the Times-Dispatch today. He is back in jail because authorities figured out, because he has a monitor on his ankle, that he left the country, got on a plane, flew to Iceland, then somehow got on military transport and went to Iraq. And if what we're hearing is true, started asking all these questions about how to build bombs and how to get materials to build a bomb, imported back to the United States, started checking in on jihad. It was all fun and games when he was just, you know, high and was a goofball. But now, have we coddled somebody who actually intended to do us harm? It sure sounds like it. Now, he's back in jail, and I guess it's going to be processed now. But am I the only person who is really super tired of going on a business trip or even a personal trip? You know, you want to go to Disney World down in Orlando and you feel like you're being raped at the airport by somebody who wants to, have you stand there with your hands up and they do the X-ray machine and make sure that, you know, the Kleenex that you've got in your right pocket isn't something that's going to blow up on the plane. I'm being questioned. I'm being probed and prodded on the way to Disney World. And this guy, with an ankle bracelet on his ankle to monitor him, isn't on a no-fly list on a military plane? Do they not ask you when you go to stand in line to get on the military plane, excuse me, sir, can I see your ticket? Or do you have an order from your commanding officer to be on this plane? Or can anybody just hop on the plane if you're dressed in fatigues? Because that would save me a heck of a lot of money with my international travel if that's a possibility. And I'm not going to go talk to ISIS or Al-Qaeda. So, you know, maybe I'm not considering my options here. You know, perhaps I'm overreacting, but I don't think so. And I think somebody has some very serious questions to answer about how this goofball, with what he did a year ago, is allowed to even get into this situation that we're talking about today. And I'm not seeing that explanation of the story. Somebody needs to really be raising Cain about that today. Maybe it'll be me before the end of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.